Welcome to Joystick Journeys. I'm your host, Carl, along with my good friend, David. Say hello.
Today, our topic is Gunfire Reborn, with a Metacritic score of 75.
We also got a mixed user average of 7.2, with a genuinely favorable. It's a great game.
I love the game. It's a roguelike game with random stats when it comes to its weapons, which is a very fun aspect.
It has a borderline aspect, and it's such a fun game. There's a lot of difficulty challenges within it that drive the player to play the harder modes.
Yeah, and every character is unique, which is very nice, because, you know, you're never going to get the same experience.
And that also comes, you're never going to get the same experience as your weapons, your attributes, and the power cards that you get are all random.
But I will say, I do have a little thing with this game, is when it comes to the power, like when you upgrade your abilities, it's kind of hard to understand what it really does and how much it affects it.
It really is, because if you don't build right, your entire thing could mess up, and it's just a risk that you take each time you play.
Yeah, and another thing is, from my personal experience, it feels so short, and it just feels so repetitive sometimes, just from the map-wise. There's only 4 maps, and 4 levels each map, and it just feels so repetitive.
It's not 4 levels each map, there's a 5th one.
Oh yeah, the boss.
The 5th one is the real fun one, because that combines all the stuff from the previous 4, and is a lot harder, but you can only access that in the hardest modes, which makes it real fun, and it adds more of a challenge than your easy mode.
I haven't really played that one, but it seems fun. But when you're playing the easy levels, it feels repetitive.
Oh, they very much are.
It's boring.
Because everything dies real fast if you have the right build. I mean,
yeah. And that's another thing. You're always going to have like the same build. You're just going to have the overpowered build sometimes without even trying, honestly. I haven't even tried to make powerful builds, and it just happens.
It's builds can change the play of the game, and you need to have to play some diversity. You can't just play the same thing every time, or you'll just get bored of it. Try different characters, play different characters, and it's just good.
Yeah, I don't really know what else I could say about this game. Another thing I will say about this game is, we already mentioned it before, is the weapon feature. I love that feature. It reminds me so much of Borderlands, and that is just such a cool feature of just random stats and weapons, and like something that's so bad can be just so good for no reason.
I think that's all we have for today, so see ya.
I'm your host,
David, and I'm Carl.